Welcome to the original Italian-American podcast, keeping it real with Frankie D at ItalianAmericanLife.com. My guest today is truly one of the good guys in the Italian community in Chicago. He is a man of faith who represents traditions, loves his family, and gives back to his community. From the Society of Maria Santissima Laurentana of Chicago, with their roots from Altavilla Milicia in the province of Palermo in Sicilia, I introduce Mr. Salvatore Camarda.
Frank, it's a pleasure. I can honestly say you actually made me blush.
Wow.
I need to hire you as my PR guy.
Okay. Thank you. No,
what it's a heck of an intro.
Honor to have
you. I had to look over my shoulder to make sure I was the only guy in the room here.
Oh, no, it's you. It's you. And I respect those are great character traits, and I respect it, and I mean it. And you respect tradition, and that's wonderful thing, especially in today's society. So, Sal, this is a long, long tradition. Tell us, please, a little bit about the beginning in Sicily and the tradition there.
Absolutely. So, like you mentioned, we are a small town called Altavilla Milicia, Provincia di Palermo. So we're just outside of Palermo. Actually, last year we just celebrated our 400th year anniversary. So this is a longstanding festival, longstanding devotion to our Blessed Mother under the title of Maria Santissima Laurentana. And really that devotion kind of migrated here in Chicago in 1900, at the turn of the century, with the large influx of people from Altavilla coming into Chicago and settling in the St. Philip Benizi neighborhood of what at one time was the Cabrini Green neighborhood.
What were the streets there? Was that like Division?
Yeah, that was like Hobby, Larrabee, Division area. So now good luck trying to buy a piece of property in that neighborhood. One time that was the Sicilian ghetto. I mean, that was the what they called Little Sicily. Some people called it Little Hell. But that was one of the Italian enclaves. The St. Philip Benizi parish was an anchor point, especially for people coming from Altavilla, because the Blessed Mother's picture was right over the altar, which was something that was, at least here in the United States, almost unheard of. But there were so many people that migrated and that contributed to the building of that church that they felt it fitting to, even though the church was St. Philip Benizi, to put the picture of our Blessed Mother, the one that we carry during the feast, over the altar.
Can I ask a question, not to interrupt, but your town in Sicily, how many people live there more or less today?
Oh, it is a pretty small town. And actually, I'll be honest, you're catching me at a question that
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I have to actually look up.
Off guard with that.
No.
I'm just kind of trying to put it in perspective. Like,
put it this way, I usually kind of jokingly say you could throw a rock across the town, and the going joke is that you could throw a rock across town and probably hit a cousin.
Okay, some it's a pretty small town.
It is a small town, but a lot of people came from it.
400 years, this tradition of honoring Maria Santissima. So,
as of the 2017 census, 8,285 people.
Okay, so 8,200 people. And thank you for that information.
Google. No. Hey, you know what? It was, I didn't want to say something that later on, you know, my dad will be like, what are you talking about?
Right. But so 8,200 people live in the town, but yet in Chicago, which I'm assuming is probably
more,
the largest outside of the actual town where you find people from that town, there's got to be thousands here, correct?
Probably more than the town itself.
Wow,
I mean, at one time, just in the city of Chicago alone, I mean, there was significantly more than 8,000 people.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Either one side of the family or both side of the family, you know, can trace their roots back to Altavilla.
Okay. So, thank you for all that info. So, sure. 1900, the society here in Chicago was formed.
Yes. So kind of going, I'll take it a little bit further back. So if we're talking about kind of the founding and, you know, if you prescribe to the legend, legend goes that there was a pirate ship just outside of the, you know, they were basically at sea, just outside of the coast there. And apparently they had, you know, experienced inclement weather, disease, all types of bad luck. One of them found a barrel. On the side of the barrel was the painting of the Blessed Mother. So they thought it was a bad omen, so they tossed it overboard. Well, legend has it that the picture washed up ashore between two towns, one of them being Altavilla. The people didn't know, you know, did it belong to one town or the other? So they hitched ox to a wagon. They put the picture on the back and they decided wherever the ox pulled it to, that's where they would build the church. So turns out that they pulled it, you know, into the direction of Altavilla, and that's where the church was built.
Wow.
So that is the... That is the tale of how it ended up being in Altavilla.
Very interesting. Yeah, thank you for that tidbit. Yes. Okay. And then how did you know, you said it started here in 1900. Is there any names you link to, like, some of the founders or?
Yeah. So I mean, the society itself, the charter founders, Francesco Gotuso, Giovanni Rizzo, Giusto Muscarello, and Andrea Muscarello. At least, you know, from the charter dating back September 23rd of 1900, those were the four charter founder members. The picture itself was actually donated by a gentleman by the name of Giuseppe Muscarello. So when you actually see the picture at the bottom of it, there's actually in handwriting, you know, who it was donated by. There is also kind of a story, basically, that...
please tell.
The Blessed Mother had... there was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Pizzarone. He basically came to a meeting and told the people that were gathered at this meeting for the society early on that that the Blessed Mother had came to him and told him that they needed to have a feast here in Chicago to honor her, which was at that time, you know, this gentleman was not a Catholic. So, and it was, nobody knows if he ever became a Catholic either, but he had this dream. He went to these people, said, hey, you know, the Blessed Mother told me we need to have a feast here. And so they decided to go ahead and, you know, the first public celebration of the feast was in 1900. So it was definitely, you know, part miracle. You know, we like to think that this was something that, you know, there was divine intervention that happened to make this feast happen. And I'll tell you, it really, to survive 124, I mean, next year we'll be celebrating 125 years, to survive this long, being a Catholic religious organization, Italian organization, the amount of hurdles, the amount of things, you know, having to move out of the old neighborhood, going from, you know, when we left the old neighborhood of St. Philip Benizi, you know, we were in Howard Heights for a year, then we were in Rosemont for a couple of years, then we settled in Berwyn for about 40 something odd years. I believe it was 45 years. Now we're in Niles. But, you know, listen, the society itself has had its fair share of adversities, but we're still a strong organization. We still have a lot of members, young members at that. We still have a beautiful feast that we still maintain today. We haven't shrunk from that perspective, which we're pretty much one of the last of the Mohicans when it comes to, you know, celebrating a feast like that, you know, a street festival style Italian feast. And there aren't very many left, at least not in Chicago.
No, religious wise, boy, I think you guys might be the last to that extent. Now, there are some for a day. There's a few of those.
Oh, yes. No, there are still festivals.
There's private. I can think of one in particular that is on the street, but there again, it's one day. Yours is probably the biggest, oldest, and like you said, one of the last of the Mohicans.
Well, and I think a lot of that is attributed to, I mean, listen, the Flight of the Angels that we do has, I mean, granted, yes, that's something that goes back 400 years in Sicily, but, you know, 125 years here in Chicago, it's become.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that for people who may not know. What is the Flight of the Angels?
So the Flight of the Angels, La Avolata, is basically, it's a time-honored tradition that we've carried on. It is I hear this all the time. And, you know, when you explain it to people, they kind of look at you like you're crazy. You know, take two little girls and we hang them on a rope. No. That's not what happens. Okay. This is a time-honored tradition. In back in the old country in Alta Vila, during the afternoon procession and evening procession on the day of the Blessed Mother's birthday, which is September 8th. And here in Chicago, we do it on Labor Day, the Labor Day Sunday. But during it's kind of the culmination of the feast. It's like the pinnacle. Basically there are two young girls. They have to have had their communion as a pretty steadfast rule that we make sure, but you know, it has become almost a rite of passage, you know, something that's passed down from generation to generation. So we have a lot of members who their kids, their grandkids, their great grandkids. Now, you know, they've done the Flight of the Angels because their mothers did it, their grandmothers did it, their great grandmothers. I've had, you know, women in their like 90s that have told me, you know, I did it, my mother did it, you know, when it was in St. Philip Benizi, you know, and basically there are two angels, a blue angel and a pink angel, and they do the old Sicilian prayer to the Blessed Mother. It's a beautiful prayer. If you've never seen it, you have to see it. I don't care what religion you are, what background you are, to see something like that is so impactful that honestly, talking about it right now, I've got goosebumps on my arms. It is something that just from a visceral perspective, just from deep down inside, it just really kind of grabs you to the core. And it is something that is done out of devotion, out of faith, out of, you know, our desire to make sure that we are continuing our tradition of honoring the Blessed Mother on her birthday.
Well, if I can add to that, I am one of the editors of an upcoming book, which will be called Italian Women in Chicago, Volume 2. And I, about a year ago, asked someone from your society, because I knew she had been an angel. And I said, hey, we're doing this book. Would you writing the story about the experience? Well, what she did was she had her niece, who was maybe, I don't know, 20, 21, write this story because her niece had been an angel. The niece's mother had been an angel. The niece's sister had been an angel. The niece's aunts had been angels. Her cousins had been angels. Her grandpa, just like you explained. So this girl, this 20, 21-year-old girl, writes the story. First time I read it, I was almost in tears of the emotion. I mean, she did such a hell of a job. I mean, I what a great, great story, the way she wrote it, such emotion. So this is going to be part of this book that we are putting together that hopefully, it's been a long journey, but hopefully will be available, ready and available, hopefully in another month or so. I would love it to be ready before your feast. I can't.
That would be amazing.
I would be great. I can't guarantee it, but that's what I'm shooting for. And a few months back, I had said to the other editors, let's try to have it ready for the feast. So just to throw that out. So, I mean, it's an incredible thing. People do come to the feast for that purpose. You have it at two different times of the day, correct?
Yes. So traditionally there have been years where we have done more, but usually, really? But we really try to kind of stick to two flights on Sunday, one at 5 p.m., one around 8 p.m.
And so, that's it? There's nothing on Saturday for the flights?
Saturday. So basically what happens during the fest, Friday night we open.
Yeah, let's talk the dates.
The dates are
August 30th,
Friday. August 30th, the 31st, and then September 1st. That's the Sunday. Friday, we open up. There is a novena, the final novena of the feast. That is done at the feast grounds in the shrine tent. Then we have entertainment, food vendors, carnival, all that stuff. But entertainment, we have Tony Spavone, who's very, very dear friend of the society. He's been him and my father, they've been friends for decades. My father, who is still president till this day, 91, and he's been president for over 60 years now.
God bless.
But he's been, an active member of the society from the moment he stepped foot in Chicago when he got off the boat. Because back in 1951 or 52, when he came here, that was 1951. And then in 52, he was a member of the society. And he's been devoted to making sure that we maintain our tradition since. And, it keeps him going. It's definitely something that is very important to him, just like it is any one of our members. I mean, we have so many great members that really keep, they keep it going, they really push, it's amazing. I hear this a lot, especially being Italian, trying to get Italians to coordinate, trying to get them. Listen, when your focal point is the Blessed Mother, when your focal point is maintaining your heritage, your traditions, your culture, it's amazing how people band together. At that point, it doesn't matter what's going on. The Sunday of the feast, everyone, and just the 3 days of the feast, everyone knows what needs to happen and everybody gets things done. It doesn't matter, who you are or what your title is or where you are on, in the organization. It doesn't matter what chapter you're in. We have distinct chapters with specific functions, but everyone comes together, whether it's the deputazione to make sure that, that things are moving, that the shrine tent is being taken care of, certain operations are being, are being fulfilled. Whether it's the Fratellanza, making sure that, honor guards are on duty, that, that everyone's on point to carry the throne of the Blessed Mother, the Sunday of the feast, and making sure that the Blessed Mother is transported properly. Those are all important features. Same thing with the Sorellanza. Everyone has their function. And everyone makes sure that we get things done the proper way so that we honor her the right way.
That's tremendous. And I know that it's a huge amount of work, enormous amount of work. And this is all volunteer. This is just out of
faith. Nobody gets paid for this.
No one gets paid. So this is out of your devotion, And it's just a wonderful thing. And I really do commend, you know, people like yourself, your society, your family, to keep these things going. Because if we don't do it, they will end.
Of course. I mean, that's the reality. We're not, you know, nobody in this is exempt from losing their thing, you know, and that's the reality. And we, you know, unfortunately seen, you know, I personally have seen many of the societies that, you know, they become extinct, you know, they get to the point where, you know, the vast majority of their membership are within the 80-year-old range. Who's going to do things? Who's going to do things to get things done?
You're right. You have to kind of cultivate that younger crowd, get them in, because, you know, one day, you know, me and you are going to be too old to do anything. And
well, that's exactly it. And the reality, and I, you know, I've had this conversation pretty frequently with, you know, a lot of the leaders of some of the other organizations. And it's just, they usually ask us, you know, well, how do you keep getting young people? Well, you got to include them. You got to give them something to do. The Sunday of the feast, especially of our feast, you notice how many young children there are, whether it's carrying flags, carrying the what we call the kids' vada, which is, you know, the smaller throne of the Blessed Mother that is used during the morning procession. This is something that gets passed down from generation to generation. Every family has, you know, whether they're, you know, part of the Fratellanza, part of the Deputazione, part of the Sorellanza, they all, they kind of impress on their kids and their kids' kids, you know, that, hey, this is what you do, you know, and this is your job. You know, we have, you know, I could tell you, I have family that, you know, are in the Fratellanza, and, you know, they're on their poles. They know what they need to do, and they know that Sunday of the feast is going to be a hard day, but, you know, they still do it. There's other families that, you know, the same thing, you know, they've passed this down to their kids, to their grandkids. It's a beautiful thing. Same thing with the Flight of the Angels. You know, the mom wants the daughter to do it because it was an experience, and it's an honor. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to do it. And it's something that you're never going to be able to take from them. It's that thing that they can do, you know, to really kind of feel, really kind of fulfill their devotion to the Blessed Mother. You know, and it's something that is beautiful. You can't take that away from them. You cannot, you know, it's something that should be passed down.
Definitely, 100%. Tell me a little bit about, so the family, so the society is based on the northwest side of Chicago. And yes. Then your family has a family business that's been on the northwest side of Chicago for, you tell me how many years and the name and what you do.
So, my family's business is Joseph's Finest Meats. We are an old-fashioned, old-school butcher shop on the northwest side in the Dunning neighborhood. So, yeah, we've been there for 47, coming up to 48 years now. You know, it's a great business. You know, we are very, you know, we're proud of the business. We are an old school butchery. We do all of our own cutting on premise. It's all USDA prime. You know, we actually, I was telling you earlier before we got on this that, you know, I was up at the ranch over the weekend, you know, just basically picking up cattle and hogs, and, you know, it's all quality, you know, direct sourced quality meats. You know, we deal with, again, USDA prime. You know, we make our own sausages. We make our own Italian beef. We do everything in house. You know,
and do a shout out, right, to the Bade sausage.
Oh yeah, I knew you were going to shout
that out. I love that Bade sausage you have. So,
it is a very popular item.
Yes, it is. It's an excellent place, like you said. It's old school. It's that family business, small, old school, no frills. What you see is what you get. What are we at? 7101 West Addison?
101 West Addison Street. Yep.
One block east of Harlem Avenue, the famous Harlem Avenue.
It's three streets west of Harlem. I'm sorry, east of Harlem Avenue. Three streets east of Harlem Avenue.
Okay. And so butcher shop, Joseph Finest Meats. Give me a little info with the upcoming fest, where people could find, the exact info, where it is.
Everything you need to know about the feast is on our website at mariasslauretana.com. That's Maria, SSLauretana.com.
On Facebook and all those things.
Yeah, we are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We try to post as much as we can, especially in and around the feast. I know we usually live stream things like, the morning procession, the mass, as well as the flight of the angels. We usually do like a Facebook Live on that because we get a lot of people, that connect with us, whether they're in Arizona, Florida, even back in Sicily. I'll tell you, the streaming aspect of it, and, especially when COVID hit, because that was the 1 year. I mean, we hadn't missed a feast in, at that point, 120 years. And when COVID shut everything down, we wanted to make sure that we were honoring the Blessed Mother in a, in a way that would make her proud. So we have a beautiful chapel inside of our headquarters with a lot of the artifacts from St. Philip Benizi. We decided that year we'd called upon the Archbishop of the City of Chicago, Cardinal Supich, and he came to our chapel and did a beautiful mass that we live streamed. It was tens of thousands of people connected. I mean, it was a massive success as far as live streaming. And, we try to do that, especially around the feast time, just because we realized at that point there are a lot of people that, for whatever reason, whether they're on the other side of the ocean or the other side of the country, we try to make sure that we can give them a little bit of that, experience.
That's wonderful. Okay. And the location is, more specifically, it's in Niles.
Oh, we are in Niles. Yep. We are on Church Street, right next to Golf Mill. So we're right between Golf Mill Park and Golf Mill Shopping Center. So if you're familiar with Niles, where JCPenney is at, in the mall, we're like right on Church Street right there. So it's the entire
Greenwood.
It is between Greenwood and I believe that's Cumberland.
Okay. All right. Well,
and so just to kind of give you a rundown of what happens over the 4 days. Friday night, we have the novena kicks off. Then we have entertainment. We've got Tony Spavone kicking it off at 5:30. And we've got the Pino Farina band, fantastic band, and actually Tony Spavone's nephew. So, but really super talented guy. They're adult alternative rock. They'll be playing at 9 o'clock. Then Saturday, we've got School of Rock kicks off at about 1 p.m. We've got Mario De Laurenti at 4 p.m., then Jesse's Girl Chicago at 6, and then Infinity, which is an amazing band, and they've been with us for many years, always, we always at some point always bring Infinity back into the loop. So Bob Yaji and team, they're a fantastic band. On Sunday, we have Joe DeLuca at 1 p.m., followed by Gabriella Rego, who's going to be doing a lot of the nostalgic classics. And we got Benjamin de los Monteros at 4:30 p.m., who's opera. So we got a great little opera block. 4:30, Benjamin. At 5 o'clock is our Flight of the Angels. Then at 6 p.m. is Mia Rego, who is also an amazing opera singer. And then 7 p.m. John Anthony, and then at 8 o'clock, the Last Flight of the Angels, followed by a fireworks show. Also, additionally, we have a parade on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. called the Torch Parade with the Carro Trionfale. The Carro is, it's a beautiful tradition. It's basically this giant decorated boat, kind of, you know, harking back to the old legend of the pirate ship. And they did the team that handles the carro do a fantastic job every year. They decorate it, they bring it out. You know, the Lozada family does a great job with getting that put together. And they basically have this beautiful parade that goes down the midway through the feast on Saturday night, right before entertainment, before the main stage entertainment.
Sounds great. In addition to that, fantastic food, a beer tent, rides for the kids.
Absolutely.
It's a great event.
Garden. We've got the La Banda Siciliana that's going to be doing marching band. They're going to be playing throughout the feast as well. So marching bands and all that.
And then the Sunday Mass. So you have a little procession. Mass starts at what time on Sunday? The outdoor Mass?
So the procession is around 9 a.m. That's the procession, the morning procession. 10 a.m. is going to be the Mass. And that goes to Father Stan Sarnecki, who is our pastor, is our chaplain. He will be presiding over the Mass. And then that will go till about 11 o'clock, which is when the festival opens. And then at 3 p.m. is when the afternoon procession starts. So they'll have the running of the Fratellanza when they come in, grab the picture, dress the throne of the Blessed Mother, put the angels on top, and then we proceed with the procession. So the procession goes starts at 3. By 5 o'clock, they're at the first point for the flight, and then they'll process further through till about 8 p.m., and then that's when the second flight of the angels, and then after that, they'll process back to the shrine tent where they'll bring the Blessed Mother back.
Wow. Well, you better get some rest before August 30th, because that's going to be a busy, busy weekend. But everybody come out, come Friday, come Saturday, come Sunday, come Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because there's different things every day to do. So
absolutely. And you got to come see Keeping It Real with Frankie D as well. You're going to be there.
Yes, I will be there. And it's a pleasure to be there. And I'm behind I'm in a booth, so I get a great view of all these processions, of all these things that are going down the street. I'm right there. It's a joy to be there. It's a very enjoyable. It's a great weekend. I love it. And Sal, thanks not only for the interview, but for all your hard work with keeping these traditions going, keeping them alive. And God bless you and the family and the society and everybody in it. And keep it going.
Frank, listen, God bless you for giving people like us a platform to get the message out. The reality is that podcasts like yours, it helps, you know, our organizations like ours stay alive. And, you know, we appreciate, you know, people like you, people in the media that, you know, keep mentioning us, that keep bringing us to the forefront. And, you know, me personally, you know, I also want to, you know, really thank every member, every officer, every person who contributes, all of our sponsors. I mean, it's such a great event. And it's such a big event, an important event to us, that there isn't anything that even the smallest task equals something. You know, this is something that's so important to us. And you know, we've got such great members, we've got such great partners in this, that really if not for them, this wouldn't exist.
I agree. It takes everybody, even the smallest, to, like you said, the sponsors, to everybody involved, to keep this going. God bless them all. And keep them strong, and let's keep growing and keep getting those younger people involved, so that this can keep going on to 125, 150, and so on.
Excellent.
Well, Sal, thank you so much for your time. All the best. And let's hope for great weather and a great feast on August 30th. If you hear this and you don't know me, come see me at that weekend, please, at the feast. And if you don't know Sal, find him as well. Okay?
Either.
Thank you. Thank you.